Advocates for lower-income Hoosiers are celebrating the defeat of a payday lending bill in the Indiana legislature. House Bill 1319, which passed in the House earlier this month, would have allowed payday lenders to charge interest on small loans at rates more than triple what Indiana law currently defines as criminal loan sharking. Erin Macy with the Indiana Institute for Working Families says payday lenders capitalize on people who are in a tight spot. She adds this borrower's annual income averages $22,000, and they often can't afford these loans.
Hoosiers have other credit options. They can turn to folks like the United Way or community action agencies or township trustees. All of these options are going to help them avoid being mired in debt.
The bill would have allowed storefront lenders to offer 3 to 12 month loans of up to $1,500 with annual interest rates up to 222%. Indiana now considers rates of more than 72% felony loan sharking. The payday lending industry says these loans help customers short on cash who have nowhere else to turn. Lisa Wilkins, legislative director for AmVets in Indiana, says loans with sky-high interest rates often target lower-income working families, seniors, and veterans who may not be able to qualify for conventional loans. And she thinks people in a desperate situation might not understand exactly what they're signing up for.
When you take out a car loan, a home loan, any kind of loan through a bank or reputable financial institution, they sit down and go through all of the paperwork with you. At these payday lending institutions, you are given a brochure.
It's the third year in a row that similar payday lending legislation has been introduced in Indiana. For Public News Service, I'm Veronica Carter.